Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The next vacancy of the United States Supreme Court needs to be filled by the incoming president, Donald J. Trump, and that, of course, is the seat of the late Justice Antonin Scalia. We're going to be talking about the importance of that nomination on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. And Matt, this seat is very critical because Justice Scalia is someone who basically championed the idea of originalism, which originalism is not really original. It's something that is common sense. And what does it mean? It means that you need to interpret the Constitution by the actual words and intent that the founders meant it to be. Seems pretty straightforward. Why is that controversial? It's controversial because there has been an evolutionary model that has been injected into not only our science, but certainly into law. And the evolutionary model says that the judges have the right to basically evolve the Constitution into their own image. And that's a real problem because you then walk away from the original text. This next nomination by President Donald J. Trump, the elect president, 45th incoming president, will be very critical.
It will. And not surprisingly, Senator Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, is already promising obstructionism. And when President Obama nominated Sonia Sotomayor, when he nominated Elena Kagan, radical leftists, living, breathing constitutionalists, exactly the opposite kind of people we need in the United States Supreme Court to interpret the U.S. Constitution, he got relatively little to no pushback from Republicans in the Senate, and they were easily confirmed. Well, now we have the promise that there will be obstructionism. Well, guess what? Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn and others are already saying it's not going to work. You know, you'll recall, Matt, Harry Reid exercised the nuclear option, as the left likes to call it, and changed the filibuster rules in the Senate so a majority, 51 votes, rather than a supermajority of 60-plus votes, so that the filibuster would be done away with, essentially. And the Republicans would have no possibility of blocking any of President Obama's federal court appointments, with the exception of the Supreme Court, or circuit court appointments, or any of his cabinet members. And so I'm calling it the Reid rule. And I think they're not quite saying it yet, but Republicans are in a position where they can exercise the Reid rule if we see the threat of a filibuster or them, you know, trying to obstruct any of President Trump's nominees. I think they'll do it.
Yeah, you know, the filibuster rule might sound a little odd to people. Why would you need 60 votes to a vote to actually take a vote? And then if you did that, you would have only the need for 51 votes or a majority of the people that voted. It's because that this rule, it's not a constitutional rule, but the filibuster rule goes back to the very almost beginning of the United States Senate. And they put that filibuster rule in place so that there could be a more deliberate, slower process on the Senate side. And the Senate always moves slower in that respect than the House. And the filibuster rule was there for federal court nominees so that if someone was nominated, you could have you'd have to get 60% of the people to vote to actually vote. Sounds a little strange, but that's the way it was for 200 plus years. But when President Obama nominated some very radical people, I mean really radical people, to the District Court of Appeals, the one in Washington, D.C., which is a stepping stone to the United States Supreme Court, there's no way that they could have gotten beyond the filibuster. So Reid abolished the filibuster, and these people got put in the position of the D.C. Court of Appeals. Terrible appointments. But that wasn't removed from the Supreme Court nomination. So what you're saying and what others are saying, that is, if Schumer then starts to really block these nominations to the United States Supreme Court, then they might just do away with the filibuster rule on the U.S. Supreme Court justices, and these justices will be seated. It is very critical, and they know it, who takes the seat of Justice Scalia, because many of these votes are 5-4. Like The Second Amendment vote, the Heller case, was 5-4. Many cases have been 5-4 split.
Obergefell.
Yeah. Obergefell was 5-4. The marriage opinion was 5-4. The 5-4, it was 5-4 on 1992 with regards to abortion, 5-4 decision, 1992. If you have Scalia there, these cases, or if you have another person like Scalia, these cases will still be 5-4. They'll still be 5-4, whichever way they went. So Obergefell, the marriage case, will still be 5-4. The abortion case will still be 5-4. The Second Amendment case will still be 5-4. But if you have someone in that position that's not like Scalia, those cases, instead of being 5-4, will be 6-3. What you need is to put someone in the position who is an individual that's not an ideologue in the sense that they're not going to just reach their end result, but that they will literally pay attention to and confine themselves to the actual intent and wording of the Constitution itself. And if you do that, then they can give their opinion at the end of it. I don't like the result, but this is what the Constitution says. We, the people, then have the option to amend it. But it's not the role of a judge to unilaterally amend the Constitution with a stroke of a pen.
Right. It's called judicial restraint, and the liberals on the court have none of it. But Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn said this to Politico, Matt. He said, "We're going to confirm the president's nominee one way or the other. And there's an easy way and there's a hard way. They just need to accept that reality. The Democrats will not succeed in filibustering a Supreme Court nominee," he said. "We are going to confirm President Trump's conservative Supreme Court justices." And by conservative, he means strict constructionists, those who are constitutionalists, those who are going to properly review the Constitution, review the law, and not try to foist their own ideology on the American people. So, you know, it's not just Justice Scalia's seat that may be at play here. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's 83 years old. Justice Kennedy, also a liberal more often than not on the court, 80 years old. Justice Breyer, 78 years old. So there may be as many as four, possibly even five, seats to fill in a 4 to an 8 year term.
Yeah, Ginsburg was really upset at the election results. And so on Wednesday, when it became clear that Donald Trump was the 45th president, she wore her dissent outfit, which she shouldn't be saying political messages as a judge. She can have those opinions all she wants to. But she has this collar that she wears whenever she's part of a dissent, when they issue opinions. Well, there were no opinions issued on Wednesday after the election, and she wore that. She was giving a public dissent. You know, the reason is she wanted to probably retire in the next 4 years and have Hillary appoint her replacement, which would have been someone like her. But the fact is, that's not going to happen, Justice Ginsburg. And now, you know, not only Scalia, but if you have Ginsburg step down and a second person nominated, that's kind of like a Scalia, that will just simply adhere to the text of the Constitution. What ultimately happens? The abortion decision is overturned. That was already a 5-4 decision. Because you cannot stretch the Constitution in any way, shape, or form to cover a so-called right to kill your unborn child. You just simply can't. That would be overturned. The awful decision to literally shred the Constitution in the marriage case, that will be overturned as well. Another case that would be ultimately back on the docket again is the forced union dues that would have been 5-4 had Scalia not passed away. It would have been a 5-4 decision. It ended up as a 4-4 split earlier this year. If Scalia were still there, it would have been a 5-4 decision to strike down this forced unionism.
Well, Matt, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Harry Reid set the precedent here. He exercised the nuclear option. And so, you know, he made his bed. Democrats can sleep in it.
You know, we will continue to review any of these nominations, particularly the Supreme Court justice. We're not going to just take anyone's word for it. Just like George W. Bush, he said he would appoint people like Scalia and Thomas. And when he ultimately gave a nominee that was not like that, we opposed it, got a lot of heat from people around the country. And 2 weeks later, everyone was agreeing with us, at least those on our side, because it came very clear that this person was not a person who would interpret the Constitution. Instead, Alito was nominated, and he was part of the decision that upheld the ban on partial birth abortion. So we will make sure that we give you information on who these nominees are, and we will thoroughly vet them and give you our opinion as to whether they are individuals who will respect the Constitution. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.